But the dancing was mostly to a jukebox. We had one Negro man who was a postman, had a dance band he called Little Wind, and I see where they just honored him uptown here, I think, within the last month or two.
Yeah. There were a lot of musicians, people like that around
the, yeah,
down the river.
That's right. But they were mostly singles. They'd pick a banjo or they'd play a guitar, and these were mostly blacks. There was one white orchestra in town. Wasn't very good. Little Wind wasn't all that good.
Did you ever hear Mississippi John Hurt? He lived here for a while, didn't he?
I've heard of him. Yeah. I don't think I ever heard. See, you just didn't listen to black music. Now the black music now you hearing what everybody's listening to, and a lot of the white music sounds the same way. It's been the same all the time, except we never listened to it.
Yeah.
We never danced to it. And when they played at our dances, they didn't play it. They played white music.
well, that's what I was trying to get you to say. Yeah. Like what?
A
different style, or what about the things they play in their mouth?
The harmonica.
Okay.
Utah. No, we didn't know. We didn't have any. We didn't play country music.
Okay.
There wasn't any.
All right.
We were more cultured than that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. There was no country music and no blues music. Now there was what am I trying to say? Jazz and
they didn't play blues or things like, you didn't go to square dances or anything.
No.
Now when a girl was getting ready to go to a party and she was spending a lot of time in the mirror, in front of the mirror doing,
she was prepping.
Okay, and the boy would spend a lot of time.
Well, I don't know what we'd call it. We were slicking up or something of that effect.
Okay, you straightened your hair with a comb or
comb and a brush. Oh yeah.
You always
slicked it down.
Yeah.
Use plenty of oil.
The brush.
Yeah. So well, we had to brush it down.
Yeah.
We didn't have any protein stuff that would make it lie down once you wash your hair. If you washed your hair, it went every way in for Sunday. And the only way you could get it back down was oil.
Yes.
It just didn't, you couldn't do it any other way.
When your granddaddy say, did he ever use a straight razor? What would he
I do? Think he did. My granddaddy had a mustache.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure he used a straight razor.
Okay.
My father didn't. My father used a so-called safety razor, but it was an Ender's razor, and that thing was a peril to mankind. It cut your throat. It looked supposed to be a safety razor, but there wasn't anything safety about it. I guarantee you, it cut you mid-ear.
Yes.
But it was a small blade deal like that, you know, you use.
And you sharpened it on the safety.
On the strap, my father's blade you bought. But my grandfather, I'm sure, used a strap and a straight razor. By the way, what made him shave his mustache off was that we had an election with a man by the name of James K. Vardaman. You remember, have you heard of James K. Vardaman?
Yeah.
Well, James K. Vardaman in his day was a lot like Huey P. Long was in his day, or Bilbo was in Mississippi. Theodore Bilbo?
Yeah, he was popular.
That's right.
Here?
Vardaman was from Mississippi. He was not from...
Okay.
As a matter of fact, when I was growing up, I used to date his granddaughter. My granddaddy would have died. But anyway, she...
Really?
Yeah. She lived in Birmingham.
Birmingham.
Matter of fact, she still lives in Birmingham, Alabama.
No kidding.
But she visited over here.